The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I am ready for you again and have a great program, one that I want to recap a little bit. Hey, listen, I got to meet a lot of you this last Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center in Fairfax. It was amazing. Jammed house. We actually had to put seats out in the hallway, and we have quite a good area for presentations and so forth. Those of you who were there know that it's multidimensional. We have four screens up all the time. And it was very heartwarming to see that so many of you wanted to learn and really appreciate what you could do for yourself. And we got into some controversial areas. We talked about, you know, COVID and what's going on now and the mutants and the variants and so forth. And the real, how do you protect yourself? What's your immune system really doing? And how much of this is meaning the other talking heads that are out there that are giving you some fluff and hyperbole? Well, we got into that pretty well. We got into it deeply. And hopefully that it gave you the tools. And remember, my job is to provoke you. As I've said from the beginning, from the first day I've ever done radio, my job is to get you to think that maybe the information that you're getting, you know, out there that you're listening to might have a different piece to it, different side to it. And I want you to go out and do your own homework and make choices based on knowledge and information. More important today than in any other time. And I want you to make sure that you understand that. And we're going to continue doing programs at the Rozelle Center for Healing. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be stacking them. So this one was upregulating immunological responses. The next one is going to be on brain function and how we're going to solve the problem of inflammatory reactions to the brain and the other pieces that can affect it. And what you can do to make sure that you stay sharp from the time that you enter the world to the time that you leave it, and making sure that the odds are on your side for preventing things like dementia and Alzheimer's and cognitive dysfunction of any sort, including things like ADD and the like. You know, so many of us have had learning problems. I know as a child, I struggled. I was the guy that had to go to school and listen and see things put on the board, and then I'd have to write things down. Don't ask me to read the book first. After I did that, then I can go back and read the book, and then I could really imbue the information. So we're going to cover those things. And my job this year, our new approach is to stack things for you, but give you workable and usable tools. And guess what? I'm the one that's going to be leading those programs. And I may go back and forth with some of my great practitioners, but I'm going to lead you through the field. So you're always welcome and you're always able to reach out. All you have to do is go to rozellecare.com. Or, you know, if you want to talk to one of our guys and get some information immediately, 703-698-7117. Real simple. And follow me on Facebook and Instagram. And I'm always posting things out there. Real simple. Go to R. Thomas Rozelle. You'll find me. You Google it in a lot of different places. I'll show up. And if you can't find it, send me a note and I'll make sure that you get that information. So let's get into a subject matter today, several subject matters, if you will, that you may not have thought about. And we're going to talk a little bit about zinc and so forth. We're going to recap a few of those things that we talked about the other night. But one of the things that I want you to realize is that, and I told a young lady that was at the class, you know, the majority of everybody there had no masks on. There was maybe about four people that did. And so I told him, I said, listen, I'm all in. You want to wear a mask? It's not a big deal. That's on you. But I want you to know what you're dealing with. And we went into that. So here's the situation. There's several things that you have to make sure that you're putting into your system on a regular basis for a lot of different reasons. And we talked about vitamin D, and we talked about melatonin. And we talked a little bit about zinc the other night, but what I want you to know, and I'm going to recap the zinc pattern, is that zinc is the key. It is the guy that actually puts the fire out. Remember during the height of COVID, we were talking about hydroxychloroquine, but it had to be taken with zinc. There was a reason for that, and it had to be done at a certain level. The reason that you took zinc was it was the one that actually killed the viral pattern. Hydroxychloroquine is what's called an ionophore. An ionophore is something that takes something else and shoves it into the cell someplace. So you have to have a transport system. The hydroxychloroquine is an anti-inflammatory pattern. So what it does is it breaks the inflammatory wall down, and it grabs a hold of the zinc and shoves it into the cellular space. So subsequently, we're seeing that people who were doing that, 94% of them resolved their issue. Why? Because of the ability of zinc to get into the system. So we want you to know that these things are available to you. And you know, I'm going to be posting a lot of data, a lot of information on these subjects, and I want you to know about that. We talked about vitamin D level. Somebody asked me, he said, well, did you get your vitamin D level tested? I said, I get mine tested all the time. And recently, I had a vitamin D level at 96 point something. And they said, well, that's high. I said, no, it's not. The functional medicine parameters now have gone up to almost 150. So I'm right in that sweet spot. I'm in that place that I want to make sure that my body is functioning at an extremely high level. So zinc has to be transported in. But, you know, not all of us can go out and get hydroxychloroquine. So what else can we use? Well, there's several things that will open that ionophore door, if you will, and things like green tea. You can get concentrated forms of green tea, And you can also, you know, make sure that anything that is anti-inflammatory is taken with something else you want to move. So what's another one? Quercetin. Quercetin is a tremendous anti-inflammatory, but it is also an ionophoretic substance. And that will help transport other things that you want to get in your system. I talked about what happens with taking a lot of vitamins. You think that, you know, if a little bit is good, a lot is better. Not necessarily, because at that point, what happens, it floods the receptor of the cell, meaning the place that it links into. And it's like taking nothing. So you're taking too much. Less is always better. You start with minor dosages. You want to make sure that they're clean substances. You want to make sure that they have a transport mechanism with it. Learn as much as you possibly can. Just don't go out and buy things. There's some things that you have to take at very high levels. You know, vitamin D, for example, if you're living in this area this time of the year, 10,000 units is not going to really hurt you. You want to recheck your vitamin D level in about 4 months out and to make sure you're in that sweet area. If you get up over a little bit of 100, you get a little nervous, you know, just then take 10,000 one day, 5,000 the next, 10,000 one day, 5,000 the next, and then redo your blood work. You're not going to get in trouble. If it's, you know, what they say, well, you're going to pull your calcium out of your bones. Not really. It actually helps transport if it's within that sweet spot. And you're going to need other things as well. So we want to give you the data. We want to make sure that you have all the information that you need to protect yourself. You know, as we go through the program today, there's several things that I want to cover. And one is an infectious process of the lung. And I'm doing this simply because of the fact that there was a listener that reached out and asked me about something that she read using hydrogen peroxide nebulized for COPD, a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So, Linda, this is for you. You know, I sent you a note, but here's the situation. First of all, there's no carte blanche for everybody. Not everything works for you because you never know what the problem is. Is it mold? Is it fungus? Is it a bacterium like mycoplasma that is causing the problem? Is it an allergy reaction? Is it a sensitivity? Was there damage to the tissue because of some chemistry that they were exposed to over time? So chronic obstructive pulmonary disease simply means that you have an obstruction of the alveoli to be able to take oxygen in and CO2 out and exchange it, what, how that does it, exchanges with the blood. So make sure that you're asking a whole question. So the short answer with, does nebulized hydrogen peroxide work to make it happen? Well, if you go into the, you know, the medical websites and so forth, they're going to say not enough information out there, and there's a lot of side effects. And so, one, yeah, there's not a lot of information out there on this in the traditional community. Two, does it have side effects? Everything has side effects. You know, you eat too much dinner the night before and you're going to feel like garbage today. Your belly's going to be bloated, and the things that you don't use are going to go into storage. You're going to put that into a sugar platform that, you know, it goes into belly fat. And I don't think that's anything that any of us want, right? So we have to make sure that we're asking, one, the right question, and we're applying the fix to the right situation. So nebulized hydrogen peroxide therapy can help in a lot of different things. It does kill viral patterns because during COVID, I had more hydrogen peroxide around the house and in the office, and we were actually wiping things down with that, with Clorox, with that, with other antivirals that we can put our hands on, because we were trying to make it safe for you, for our patients. And when you understand that there are other things that can cause that COPD pattern to exist. Now, I'm going to give you another piece of that puzzle. You've all heard the term yin and yang, positive and negative. You know, we attribute it to Eastern medicine. It's just a balance of things, night and day, hot and cold, man and woman, things of that nature. So they're opposites, but they're conjoined together to make a whole. So when you see an obstruction of something, it could be its opposite partner. With the lung, the opposite pair, if you will, is the large intestine. So the colon and the lung energetically work together. So if you have a bad intestinal tract, if you have COPD, it may be because that you're eating too much gluten. It could be because your intestinal tract is inflamed. It could be because your microbiome, you know, the bacteria that should be there isn't adequately supporting anything. And then we know that the intestinal system is 75 to 80% of your immune system. And we covered that the other night, by the way, and we went into detail and we showed you exactly what that was all about. So the short answer is, does it help? Yes, it can help. Does it always help? No, not necessarily. You have to find out what the problem is and what's really taking place. Once you know that, once you understand that, you know, it's a bacterium or it's a viral pattern that's in there, or if it's an allergy reaction, or if it's a fungal problem, or it's just an obstruction because of constant irritation. Somebody who's a smoker for years, somebody who was exposed to industrial pollutions and solvents, that could be the problem too. In those cases, that's not going to help. You have to take a different approach. You have to do something completely different than that. So we have to make sure that we identify the target, we know what it is, and then apply nature's remedies for that specific situation. And it will help. It'll make a huge difference. It's amazing, you know, what we can do with our body when we identify it the right way. But here's the deal. Even in the allopathic community, they just give you something. Let's try this and see what happens. Does it work? Maybe it just dumbs you down a little bit, so you're really not aware and you don't feel it the way you should feel it. Now, I want you to think through anything that you take and ask the question, what am I taking it for? Number one, do I know that's what it really is? What are the side effects of all those things? And then subsequently make a decision accordingly based on data, and always reach out to me and I'm happy to answer your questions. But Linda, I hope that helps a little bit. It's probably not going to hurt you, but be real careful on why you're doing something and make sure that it's not something else. In our practice, we're going to test for these things. And remember, there's a nervous system, a neurological platform that facilitates all these areas. We're coming up to a break, and I'm going to give you a whole bunch more of information, and we're going to recap a little bit more. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'll be right back after some important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on this Sunday, 12 o'clock in the nation's capital. Well, we're a little beyond that right now. Spent the first part of the program telling you what happened last Wednesday evening, and also want to remind you that coming up next month, actually in about 4 weeks, I think it's around the 15th, it'll be of February, the day after Valentine's Day, we're going to be doing an in-house presentation on your brain and neurocognitive disorders and how to optimize that nervous system. And we're going to talk about immunological responses with that. We're going to talk about, you know, what happens when you're exposed to certain things, what the long-term prognostics are for things like Alzheimer's and cognitive function problems and so forth. Remember that 6 inches, if you will, between your earlobes is what controls everything in your body. And we want to show you how different parts of the brain have an impact and effect on the body. And if it's not working the way it's supposed to, and if it's not able to communicate through that coaxial cable called your spinal cord, then it's not working. And we'll give you the answers of why that is and so forth. And actually, we're going to get into a little bit of that today. And simply, I want you to kind of ponder this a little bit. Do you know that people, and the data's out there, it's across the board, people that get ongoing chiropractic care on a regular basis, you know, that it's been their habits, it's things that they do, when their upper part of their cervical spine, their neck, if you will, is treated on a regular basis, their immunological response is higher, more profound, more significant than the general population. There was an article that came out, and it was talked about, the article, some of the top five little known benefits of upper cervical chiropractic care. And, you know, something that we do all day long. My children have been treated since they were born. Obviously, I'm in great shape. I don't take medications. So why is that? What's my lifestyle? Why is it better than other people? Why do I seem to be impervious to things that other people seem to succumb to? Well, first of all, it increases the sleep pattern, right? So if you're sleeping well, you're going into parasympathetic, and parasympathetic means you're healing and your body's immunological responses are stronger. You know, and if you get a stronger immune system, the research indicates that if you're a patient who has ongoing supportive structural care, that you have the ability to fight other things even better. And one of them is even things like cancer. There's a guy by the name of Dr. Ronald Perro. He's the chief of cancer prevention research at New York's Preventive Medicine Institute and professor of environmental health at New York University. And he did a study of over 100 people who had been receiving long-term chiropractic care. The chiropractic patients were shown to have over a 200% greater immune competence than people who had not received any chiropractic care, and a 400% greater immune competence than people with cancer or other serious diseases. And what he found is that people who were receiving chiropractic care on an ongoing basis were able to handle their cancers and other degenerative immune processes better than others. That's significant, but you don't hear about those things, do you? And it's because that upper cervical spine controls so much of the parasympathetic patterns in the body. And so what you need to do is you need to educate yourself, check everything out. You know, there's something in the neighborhood of about 5.5 million Americans that hit their doctor's offices or emergency rooms because of adverse reactions to prescription drugs. Did you get that number? That's over 5 million people. It's huge. It's unbelievable. You know, 2 million other patients, you know, who were already hospitalized suffer the ill effects of prescriptions and medications. And, you know, I've had this fear over the years since I was a little boy because I saw side effects in family members and they were sick. Well, I have to take this, you know, to do whatever it is. I just have to put up with the side effects. Now that I've been in practice all these years and have put my hands on thousands of patients, the short answer is I don't think so. So we have to make sure that we understand that there are options, there are alternatives. And chiropractic care is one that I want you to all to think about. I want you to consider. I want you to ask questions about. Send me a note. You know, I'll give you the data. I'll tell you where to find this stuff. It's important that you make decisions based on information. So there's other people out there. There's doctors all over the country, both medical, chiropractic, osteopathic physicians that really get this, that understand it. And it's not just take this for this symptom. Well, you know what? There's other things that work much better, and I want you to be aware of them. As we get into the program today, I want to recap some things that you've heard me say over a period of time. But I, more importantly, I want you to understand that there are things that you should be doing on a day-to-day basis. This weekend, I have the privilege of co-teaching with another doctor, and we're teaching up in Sterling. We have something in the neighborhood of about close to 50 doctors that are flying in from all over the world that are going to be, really in the depths of it. We have a lot of them that came in yesterday. We have some of them that will be in just for the last sessions today. And what we're doing is we're putting together the whole neuromuscular mechanism. So it's going to be a very interesting conclusion at the end of the day today when we kind of wrap it up and send all these guys home with the capacity to apply some of their treatment protocols differently. And when I say differently, with the better understanding of the impact. And some of these people are medical physicians. Some are osteopaths. There's a doctor from Italy who's a medical doctor who does conservative of care. And he's amazed at the approach that we're taking. And he says, you know, this is going to make such a major impact in my work. There are people out there that have your best interest at heart. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. I'll be right back.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle Live on WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Roselle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live, and we're kind of recapping things that took place this last Wednesday evening when we talked about your immune system and how to optimize it. But we got into all kinds of things, and that's the beauty when everybody's there. We want to be very appreciative of your interest and make sure that we serve you properly, because that's why we do what we do. It's all about you. It's really, you know, I know what I know, but I want you to know other things other than what you know now, and to be able to move forward with an intelligence base that maybe you hadn't thought about before. So, for example, you know, in the beginning of the program, I talked to you, but there was about five people that were in this audience of 50 some that were wearing masks. And I told this one woman, I said, listen, you know, I really am okay with you wearing that mask if that's something that you do because you understand what, why, and so forth. But she had a surgical mask on. And I told her, I said, do you understand that doesn't prevent anything? You know, it prevents heavy bacteria. They were designed to keep bacteria out of an open wound in a surgical suite, but it doesn't prevent a viral pattern from going through because they're too small. It can't filter it. It can't stop it. And I said, besides that, you have layers. And in between those layers, you have something called titanium dioxide. And as you're breathing, that's getting into your lungs. And it's not something that you want to cause your body a reaction with, because many people are very sensitive to titanium, even though it's supposed to be somewhat inert and non-allergenic. But the truth of it is that it does anyway. So you have to be aware of what you're doing and the fact either works. And, you know, last night on the way home after lecturing all day, I was listening to the radio. And I was hearing all the pundits say, well, you know, things are starting to increase a little bit, and we need to start wearing masks in the inside area. No mandates, you know, but we're encouraging you to do that. So the bottom line is, why? You know, the flu every year at this time of the year goes through the ceiling. The other viral patterns that we are living with ongoing are always there. So are we going to get into a society? Again, this is my thought process. I'm thinking out loud that we're going to constantly be in this ongoing fear pattern that we think we have to protect ourselves by wearing a mask ongoing. I don't think that's appropriate. Now, call me crazy, but I think that you're only getting one side of a story that has punch points, and they want you to think and believe in a certain way that this is taking place. But what you're going to see, and mark my words, what you're going to see moving forward now, you're going to see a lot of questioning. Why? Because you've got a better balance in Congress, and you don't have just one agenda. You're going to have both sides that are going to be able to express themselves. Then you take that information and then research it, but don't research it in one area. As I've said, if you go to PubMed, for example, it's a great storage area of data for information from NIH, but you're going to get both sides of the story. So you would look up, masking and viral patterns, and look it up, see what it says, and read it, and then read all the links that are associated with it and see what it says. I beg you, don't trust anybody that just has a point of view. There are a lot of different points of view, and you have to take them and analyze them and see what they really mean. You know, the other night when everybody was at the office on Wednesday evening, I was asking people, did you hear, any of the reports relative to death rates and so forth in Africa coming back through the height of COVID a year and a half ago? And everybody just sat there, and these 50 some people, and they said no. And I said, the reason for it is that the death rates were very, very low. And the reason for it is that they ongoingly use hydroxychloroquine for malaria, and they use ivermectin for parasites. And those are two things that decrease the viral patterns across the board for everything. So people weren't dying there. It's interesting, correct? So you draw your own conclusions. You can make the decision. That was my conclusion. And subsequently, based on the information that I have, I said, there's a little something that just doesn't meet the mind's eye. But we're going to be talking about stress responses coming up. It has to do with the brain and so forth, and the cortisol releasing factors from the brain that causes everything to begin to shut down. That'll be our next program coming up in a few weeks, and we'll talk about that more so. Oh, by the way, I have a very special surprise for you over the next couple of weeks. And part of the program, we're going to have a man who I have a lot of respect for. He's an attorney out of Clifton, Virginia, Jonathan Emrod. Looks like he's going to be running for United States Senate out of Virginia. We'll see what happens. He hasn't officially declared yet, but it's coming. But he has a lot of insight. He's a constitutional law attorney, a guy that has tried many cases in front of the Supreme Court, and has a very specific interest in making sure that you get the truth and an unfiltered truth. I'll let you decide whether he's valid, not valid, or otherwise, but he will be my guest. So stay tuned to that. Look at our pages, and you'll find out when he will be there. But that's going to be a fun time, and I enjoy him. He's a pretty straight shooter. I haven't found him to be malicious in any way or fallacious. So we're going to see what we can do and drag some information out of this guy and make that happen. There's a lot of information out on the marketplace today, and I want to give you some tools of how to be careful. You know, I've told you many times that I know Joe Mercola. He's been a friend and a colleague for years. I mean, we're both in those upper years now. I'm a little older than he is, but nevertheless, the guy, there's no doubt that he's brilliant. But people will come in and say, okay, I saw this vitamin on his website, and does it work? And I'll say, depends. And, you know, they'll say, well, it's an antioxidant. It clears the brain out. It does this. And I said, yes, it does that, providing those are the things that you need for the problem that you might have. Are they preventative? Sometimes. But remember that other than his research, which is tremendous, he's amazing at what he does. A lot of the stuff he has on his site, he's a haberdasher. Dr. Joe likes to sell things, and that's how he makes his living, and there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. And most of his products are not bad, because he does the research on them, and he suggests certain potential treatments for certain things and how they could happen. And all of that is valid. It's very, very true. But is it valid for you? And that's the whole thing. Is it valid for you? Maybe. maybe it's valid for you. But you have to take your situation and put it together. And the reason, and I'm not picking on Dr. McCullough, because I really want you to know I have a tremendous amount of respect for this man and the fact that he's putting his reputation and his life's work on the line, fighting all this nonsense that's going out there. So he's, you know, one, he's not trying to hurt you. But what I want you to say, even good things, really good things, are not necessarily the best thing for you. Maybe it's not going to hurt you, but I want you to be able to do the work and work through it. So you go through and, you know, you read different articles that he has out there. Recently, I read one on his website, because I always checking his stuff out. And he was talking about D3 and K2 and how they work together for overall health and wellness. And the truth of it is they do. There's not an issue there. D3 is as we've talked about repetitively, you know, significant for immunological health. And we have to make sure that you get enough of it, because it has a touch virtually on everything in your body. And we know that K2 is critical in how it promotes and supports arterial beds and heart health. And it also has an impact on bone, keeping calcium into the bone. You know, again, is that true for you? It truly depends on whether or not your body needs that at that point, whether or not, you know, you're in a deficit. In anything that's good, there's always a side effect that may not be so good, and you have to put that together. So that means that, you know, you have to know yourself. You have to get your blood work done. You have to have somebody check you out. And then you really know, instead of having, you know, 40 different nutrients sitting on your shelf and taking one of each or two of each on a day-to-day basis. So everything that he says in his articles, for the most part, I don't have any argument with. But again, you have to make sure that you just don't go out and start popping things, whether it's, you know, something that I tell you or whether Dr. Joe tells you or anybody else. You have to really put it together. Now, generally across the board, there are things that if your muscles aren't working and you're tired all the time and you have cognitive problems and, you're having some problems with blood pressure and things of that nature, there are nutrients out there, and vitamin D is one of them. You know, he goes in one of his articles, I was starting to laugh because he was saying, well, vitamin D plays a great role in restoration of hair and hair follicles. I take a lot of vitamin D, and those of you who know me know that it hasn't worked for me, right? There's not a whole lot on top of my head. So again, it does work for some people, and for some people, it's not the right approach. And we have to make sure that we're taking that approach that is necessary and supportive for our health. Let's get into a couple things that I want you to be aware of, and let's talk just a little bit about the different pathways of inflammation. You know, during COVID, you heard things like interleukin-6, you know, the highly inflammatory acute phase of, oh my God, my lungs are going to shut down on me. And subsequently, you know, I'm not going to be able to breathe and I'm going to die. And they're going to put me on a ventilator and, you know, shove air into these air sacs that are in bad shape and yada, yada, yada. And it goes on. Well, the interleukins are proteins. That's all they are. They're proteins. And they activate and cause certain systems to kick in when you get sick or you're exposed to something, whether it's injury or if it's infection or anything of that nature. So don't let things scare you. Know how to handle them. So when we're dealing with immunological response, the interleukins are necessary to understand what it is, because they go into acute and chronic and repetitive processing. The things that I would look up and I would tell you to understand would be interleukin 1, interleukin 6, interleukin 10. And there's multiple pieces of that puzzle, and you have to really get it. You really have to understand it. And I want to get into that just a little bit with you, so you really know what it is that we're talking about, because it's important. There's so much fear in the marketplace. There's so much out there that, You know, what we do is react. We don't think. And that's the problem, is that we've become people who don't think through the process very well. And that's not okay. That gets us in trouble, right? That gets us in big trouble. So let's talk a little bit about what can keep us out of trouble. And that's called knowledge. That's called information. So interleukin proteins, okay, they're stored often in fat cells within the body. So your interleukin 1, right, so you'll see it's out there as IL-1, it kicks in when you have a fever and inflammation, and you know there's some coagulation going on in your blood. It's the acute phase of inflammation. Interleukin 6, okay, that's that fever, and it's the, you've heard the beta cell proliferation. You said, oh my God, I'm in trouble. You know, it's antibody formation, anything that affects the liver and inflammatory reaction. So now those are the differentiating factors. None of these things are bad on their own. They're only bad when they get out of hand. You have something called interferon gamma, and you'll see letters out there. It goes IFN and IFN like Nancy, and then a small Y, and that's your IgG antibody response. And you usually see things with osteoporosis and granular changes within the cellular structures. You wouldn't know that, but if you have an osteoporotic pattern, you're going to see an elevation of these things, and how bad you might be losing your immunological responses, you know, and bone density and so forth, that would kick in a little bit harder. So we have to make sure that we understand the differentiating features of these things, so we don't get fearful. You have another one called tumor necrosis factor alpha, and you'll see things, and it says TNF and a small a. And that shows up when you have a fever and you have redness and you have swelling. None of these things by themselves is a problem, but we are made to think sometimes that they're very problematic, and they're really not. I know I'm giving a lot of data, and you know I didn't have the 2 hours that we had at the practice the other night to really go through the weeds better, but I want you to understand that you need to do your homework. We're coming up to a break. And I could go on and on and on. It's, you know, I really enjoy teaching you. Maybe the thought is provoking you, you know, to do your homework, but please do. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. We're coming up to a break, and we've got to listen to the people who bring you the program. We'll be right back after these important messages. Don't go away.
This is Dr. Tom Rozell Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. You listen to Dr. Tom Rozell Live as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you out west, thank you for listening. It's amazing to me how many people from many different places tune into the program, and I don't realize that until you send me a note. I appreciate your interest, and I also appreciate your trust. I mean, it goes really deep for me. And as always, I want to thank our men and women in the military. You know, without you, I couldn't do what I'm doing. And none of us could bring you the information that you need to have. And I appreciate you. And as always, if there's anything I can do to help you, all you have to do is go to drtomrozell.com or rozellcare.com. Either one, you can find me. You can get a note to me. I promise you I'll respond and do whatever I can to make a difference in your world and your life, because that's what we're here for, and that's what you do for us, and you guys are amazing. Thank you so very much. Put a lot of information on the table for you today. One that I want you to think through things, you know, from whether it's vitamin D and zinc or vitamin C, a little melatonin, a little vitamin A. If you did those things all by themselves, you know, you're going to take a long step in bringing things up. If you stay away from the things that you know you shouldn't be eating, because they cause inflammation, they cause your cells not to be able to transport the nutrients that you put. You could give it the best of the best of the best. And if you're not getting rid of the inflammation or the things that cause the inflammatory reaction, you're never going to heal. You're never going to your body won't be appreciative of the things that you're trying to put into it. So understand that. It's not just taking a whole bunch of vitamins and fistfuls of things. You've got to change other mechanisms. You know, Wednesday night we talked a little bit about Epstein-Barr virus, and that every one of us, all of you that are listening to me that are above the age of 21, have had an exposure to Epstein-Barr, and you've had the antibody present in your system. You also had other viral patterns as well. And we know that if you've had the vaccines, if you've had the boosters, if you've been, you're going to activate those bad boys, and they can give you other problems. And there's ways of dealing with that. In past programs, we talked about things that would make a difference. We see patients on an ongoing basis that are suffering with things that they don't need to suffer badly with if they upregulate their immune response. So understand that your health is in your hands. You know, that was the title of my book, right? Asia's Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program. By the way, it's still available. And it walks you through what really takes place on a day-to-day, ongoing basis. And sometimes because of neglect, because of indifference, because of choosing the wrong pieces of the puzzle, we get ourselves into a situation where not only are we not accomplishing what we want to accomplish, but we're making things worse and we're creating deficits. Remember what I said earlier about that floodgate effect? That means when you take too much, you overwhelm the system. So you have to make sure you don't overwhelm. You have to make sure that you understand that in the initial phases of treating anything, less is always better. And dietary patterns and sleep and walking and choosing properly. 90-10 rule. 90% of the time, you know, you do exactly what you should be doing. 10% of the time, you get to screw it up. I do. And make sure that that screw up is occasional. And then you do damage control afterwards. And I don't mean go take a ton of vitamins. I mean, take care of your health. And if we can ever do anything for you at the Results Center for Healing, all you have to do is call us. You know, we're good to go. And remember, those of you out in the Leesburg, Ashburn area, we have Core Concepts Chiropractic by Rozelle out there. And give them a call. I mean, Dr. Leonard Poe is the director, the clinician out there. Great guy. We're coming up to a break and the end of the program. Unfortunately, I could talk to you all day long. And remember, this is a process. It's something that I do because I want to do it for you. I want to get the information out there. I want to make a difference in your life. And I want you to be proactive in your own care. Remember, I love you all. See you next week.